Prepare to drop in 3, 2, 1. Dropping in. You are now listening to the Microdose Podcast with Paul Meyerhog and Damon Schritter.
Saint Kilda Saints. It is episode number 73 of the Microdose Podcast. It is May 5th, 2021. Damon Schritter, Paul Meyerhog. We are brought to you by Comedy Here Often Podcasting Network. Thanks for listening, friends.
Yes, and St. Kilda's Saints, we're no longer using baseball teams. What have you found? Some women's soccer league over in Ireland? what is this group of names?
Okay, so you're on it. Okay, because I got a personal tweet somebody sent, but I'm not going to spoil it, so you haven't figured it out yet.
I haven't recognized those names yet.
Okay, one of our fans, they got it going on Twitter, and then they didn't tag you on purpose in the Twitter post, so it didn't spoil the surprise.
So I won't know. I will only find out when it becomes a trending topic.
Okay.
Once it's trending, falls into trending thread.
Okay, well,
listener better jack up the trending hashtags.
I'm gonna go with Irish women's soccer team as a guess, and I'm gonna give that a no. But
do they even have Irish women's soccer, let that go on over there? We drink in the pubs, or women stay home? Are they still?
You can have a dusting competition if you want.
Yeah, is it still like the movies where all the Irish guys are out drinking in their leather jackets, fighting each other, going to a football game, and the women are just back there with like 19 kids because they're Protestant or Catholic? I don't know. I probably just pissed off both sides of the Irish there. One side of them has a bunch of kids and the other side doesn't, I don't think, right?
Yeah. Well, Irish Catholic classically has a lot of kids, and it's field hockey that's really big with the women over there.
Field hockey. Huge, yeah. They love that. Is it a women's field hockey team name? Field hockey team name.
Good guess. Okay. Oh. That's excellent. Well, what I'm going to start to do is because I've been picking the ones that are, I'll start giving you a few more bigger hints.
Couple of bigger hints.
Yeah.
You might as well go mid-sized.
Okay, mid-sized.
If it's something I'm not going to get, we'll see. Okay.
All right. Very good.
Our listeners got us baffled.
Yeah.
And it's been a big week for you, Paul Meyerhog.
It has been a big
cherry-breaking type week.
Oh, yeah. We did, Damon had a plan. Well, you're into the darker side of the web. You travel around on the dark web.
Am I in the dark web or the light web?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in the web of light that's shining goodness on me. We're all living in the dark web.
I'm
trying to illuminate.
Yeah. You're a conspiracy theorist. You're a cryptocurrency holder, which is dirty money.
Dirty money.
You're paying people to kill other people. You're one of those guys.
You'd think all that, except I'm not really a conspiracy theorist because I said that I believe that John Kennedy was shot just by Lee Harvey Oswald.
Oh, you're right.
Once I went to the square, I was like, oh, for sure, he shot him.
Right.
I'm out. If I'm not on the biggest conspiracy,
I think men
went to the moon.
Yeah, okay.
And I think Lee Harvey Oswald shot JFK.
Okay.
They would throw me out of a conspiracy weekend.
Yeah, you wouldn't get through the door.
The two biggest conspiracy theories on the list, and I'm like, out? Oh, yeah, they'd hate me.
And you got vaccinated. That's another
big
one.
And we got vaccinated. Yeah. Wearing a mask, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
But I did learn something about silver. So I know a silver conspiracy.
Okay.
I know one.
All right. But this isn't a conspiracy.
It's not a conspiracy.
Right.
But what happened was they decided to everyone in silver back, they decided everyone knows about the Wall Street bets when they tried GameStop.
Yeah.
And everybody got on Reddit. Bought all the stock because GameStop was short. It shot up in value, and a bunch of
hedge funds
sunk, and a bunch of them would have really sunk had Robin Hood not got shut down.
Robin Hood
was done robbing from the rich, turned out to be a fake. He was a fake Robin Hood. he shut down all his merry men. And said, hey, not for real. We're not for real, Robin Hood. It was just a catchy name to get you on my trading space.
The sheriff in Nottingham shut that right
down. Oh, yeah. Talk about conspiracy theory right there. So this is similar to this. So with silver, it's $25 an ounce. The all-time high was $50 in 1980.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else of its 1980 prices. Not only is it past its all-time high.
Is that because of all the earrings in the 80s?
It's because of all the... Well, that started afterwards.
Okay.
Once it hit its high, then it became cool to wear silver earrings once it was worth $50.
Okay.
Because $50 in 1980 was like $600 now.
Oh, yeah, right.
So everyone was like, oh, melt that down. Put it in my ears. Show them that I'm rich.
Yeah. The original bling.
Well, guys started out with just one earring, and then they were like, put it on the other side. Like women. Boom! People couldn't believe it. Blew their minds.
This guy's loaded.
Put me in spandex pants and hand me an axe. I got a song to sing about this.
Give me a Prince Albert through the Johnson.
We're not gonna take it. Twisted Sister was all about silver money repression.
Yeah.
So they decided that the same Wall Street Bets people were going to try and do this with silver.
Okay.
Because they found out like there's all these shorts against it. It's really pressed down.
Yeah.
And if you just bought a bunch of it, it should go up in price. It's the most undervalued commodity on planet Earth, they say.
Okay.
But you're not going up against just a couple of hedge funds.
Oh, no. We're going up against the fucking man.
You're going up against J.P. Morgan. Yeah. Mr. Morgan himself.
Yeah.
Bank of America. J.P. Morgan. And his band of merry men.
Yeah.
So you're going after, like, the too big to fail banks. I think they got some money. They got some money in their pockets, Paul.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're going to be able to negotiate. Yeah.
Oh, so they can, anytime people try and buy a bunch of shares of silver, they could just sell a bunch.
Yeah.
They've got a bunch up their sleeve.
Yeah.
They throw a bit more.
They're
paper.
No fools.
Oh, yeah. They're no fools because they want it. They keep it down. They bought all this silver. Their whole thing is to keep it under like $30.
Okay.
Otherwise, they start losing money.
Right.
So it turns out the only way you can get them is if everybody goes out and buys the real physical silver.
Yeah.
Because for every ounce of real silver, there's like 100 of these paper ounces. So if everyone goes and buys the real stuff, then when everybody else goes to cash in their paper ones, all of a sudden they're like, ooh. They see it's running out. They start to ask for it. And now everybody has to pay them up. There's not enough silver to go around. So the only way to defeat these guys is to go get the real thing.
Yes.
And clear out their warehouses.
Okay.
Nobody's ever done that before. Everyone's just put a tag on it in their warehouse and said, that's mine over there in a box. Now you're supposed to go in, get a cart.
Yeah.
Fuck you, J.P. Morgan, and wheel it out. Put it in the minivan. Tell your wife and the kids, we're raiding J.P. Morgan. This is good for your future.
This is where I come in. I was sitting on my couch having a lovely afternoon, and my phone rang. It was Shred, and he said, brush your teeth and put on your silver buying clothes. We're going down to the bullion.
Do you want to be part of the Mayday? Because on May 1st, they asked everybody to go down and buy some physical silver.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. So you got a whole group of us in on this. We're going to go down to the Mint, the Vancouver Mint.
I dressed as Indiana Jones.
Yes, you did. Yeah,
had a bullwhip and a hat on.
We had a lovely walk through downtown.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Myself, you, Kenny.
Kenny.
And Christy Tuttle, another member of the podcast team that we hear. Everyone down there with a pocket full of fiat currency.
Yes.
As good as zero.
Zero.
That's what your money's really worth,
nothing,
they say.
Nothing. Yeah.
Zero. Paper.
Yeah.
It's just a piece of paper. It's an IOU note.
Yeah.
Dumb and dumber.
So we went on a mission.
Yeah. And then we thought, we'll line up. We didn't know if there'd be any other silver buyers.
There's two in line, right?
There was two, but we don't know if they were buying silver. They could have just been exchanging currency.
Yeah, and they were sketchy. They didn't think they were part of the hipster silver team.
We didn't look like part of the hipster silver team either.
No.
I think we are the youngest silver buyers out there. I don't think there's many hipsters. Maybe they are out there buying silver. They might be part of the Wall Street Bets thing. But the idea was like, if we didn't, instead of us like giving, like you guys giving me the money because I knew what I did.
Yeah.
Then I go in and buy it, and then I come out and give everyone their silver. We'd all go in one after another. We thought it was going to be the same teller.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Silver, please.
Yeah, kind of like the rush on Paula Poundstone's joke about the rush on beef jerky that we talked about in the lineup.
That's right.
After the show, everyone stop at the 7-Eleven, buy just one stick of pepperoni, and leave. Then the 7-Eleven's like, holy shit, we're running low on pepperoni. They order a whole bunch for Saturdays.
It's paying off.
And that's what we thought. We'd panic them. They'd think it was working. So.
Yeah. So we got in there.
And you decide you're going to buy how much?
Well, I went for a 10-ounce bar, which was damn near $400, I think, right?
10 ounces,
10-ounce bar.
Because we were talking in U.S., so it's like silver is about $40 an ounce Canadian.
Right.
But $40.10.
Yeah, yeah. But the wizard at the desk, she had pictures of silver bars. Yes. And she said, you can choose between American silver and Canadian silver. And old Kenny Tremblay beside me, I could hear him going Canadian.
Yes, he was all on the Canadian silver. And you figured what is like the difference between a Canadian silver dollar and a U.S. silver dollar? Is yeah. that what you're thinking at this point?
I'm up 40% already. It's the exchange rate. This guy's a moron. That's what I think.
10 ounces of Canadian silver is not worth 10 ounces of American silver.
Yeah, this guy's a fucking... Oh, damn it. Have you ever traveled to the States once? Our silver goes nowhere down there.
Is this Canadian silver? as good as nothing.
And to be honest with you, I like the picture of the American silver better because it was a cool Native American head, you know?
Well, and it was a bar. It looks like what? Like a little silver. It's about the size of a small old iPhone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right. Here it is here, listeners. There it is. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I thought you were going to show it after you talked about your purchase.
Yeah, you're
spoiling
right.
the...
Forget what you saw. Yeah.
Close your eyes if
Close
you saw that.
Eyes,
that's part of the...
So I decided to go American. I liked the design. And then...
What was on the design?
It was a Native American head. Just like their coins, right?
Like the Indian guy, the Native, they used to cry because he littered too much?
Yeah, yeah. It was and a British... It was an old colonial end. British guy throwing trash out of his carriage.
Uh-huh, and then And then a Native crying right there. That was the U.S.
And then just USA.
Yeah. And when you flip the coin on the other side, there's Benjamin Franklin.
Yes.
Founding father coin.
Tending to his hemp crops.
Yes, as he did.
Spinning a revolver. I just liked the design. It looked really cool. So I was like, give me the Yankee silver.
And sounds like a winning choice. You're in right? the booth.
Yeah.
You're under pressure.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like going to prison too, right? There's like, we all have our own secret booths. You can't really, you can see, you hear what the other guy's doing, but you can't see. We got a divider.
Yeah.
We're all in different numbered booths.
Yeah. And we're breaking protocol all over the joint because we were talking like we were poking our heads out of ourselves and being like, hey, oh, what are you doing down there? It was a real brouhaha.
Christy's telling me, what am I supposed to say again? 1 ounce silver maple leaf coin. She only is buying 1 ounce. But you decide you're going with the 10 ounce bar.
10 ounce bar. Yeah. So
you're a large, extra large popcorn butter at the movies type guy. You're not just a bag of Gloss X. Yeah.
Supersize me. Come on. Super,
there you go. The guy knows McDonald's.
Yeah. McChicken sauce.
What's your meal deal? Give me number 8. 10 ounce silver.
Extra McChicken. Oh my God. So Kenny gets his first and he cruises by my jail cell. And he shows off his wares, and it's a beautiful bar of Canadian silver.
Is it ever? It's buffed up. It's so shiny.
It's gorgeous.
You like it blinds your eyes. It's sparkling. It looks like it's the most polished, beautiful silver bar you've ever seen.
Stunning. Maple leaves. Gorgeous. Yeah. Nice packaging.
Tight packaging. Tight. Sealed right there.
Yeah. Like a Magnum condom.
Yes.
Just perfect fit.
Perfect fit.
Yeah. And then the lady comes up to my window, and she's got my American silver, and she's got a long face, you know? Yeah. And I made a big deal about the design, and she was like, and I'd already paid. By the way, my credit card's already swiped.
Oh, it's already done. You've already put it through. Okay.
There's no going back, and she was like, I'm sorry. We don't have that particular silver. I got to give you this one. And it's, the ugliest piece of shit silver bar I've ever seen in my life.
It is an Amtrak.
Amtrak with an A on it.
Silver pass
with a in a heroin baggie.
It's like a baggy pair of old man's pants. Even the packaging is loose.
There's
your silver
it.
Bar is. Did you say you got rust on the top?
I got rust on it.
You got rust.
It's a rusty, shitty American silver bar.
Amtrak. It doesn't even say USA on it. It just says Amtrak.
Yeah. And it's got some guy's name on it, Troy.
Troy. That's Troy ounce. That's a weight.
Oh,
the
shit.
The Greeks.
Okay.
That's okay. You had to put 1,000 of those in a horse and you could take over a town. 1,000 Troy ounces.
Is that right?
The Trojan horse. What's that? Yeah, how many Trojan horses you got in there?
Oh, man. So, yeah, you guys are all protective about your silver. You got yours in a bank vault, and I don't care.
Mine's in the safety deposit box that I found out came with my account.
Yeah.
I didn't even know I had that. So, yeah, I got some bars of silver in there, a couple of passcodes. I got two passports, my Canadian passport and an Indonesian passport, vial of Coke.
That's my favorite thing. Private room, please.
Yeah, I'm ready to leave. That's the last thing. Just in case you need the guts to get it done.
Yeah.
Joked that we'd leave that in there for the next guy if we all shared a private box.
Because
you get the private room. So yeah.
Did your silver take a line?
Yeah, so my silver bars are in there, and we'll find out if the silver squeeze worked.
Yeah,
because we're actually doing this on the Sunday, so all the market opens.
Oh yeah,
and it won't really matter. They can do what they want with the paper price, but right. Slowly. If people can't get their stuff,
yeah.
If they took a bunch out of the place this weekend,
it's gonna happen. It was fun to be part of something.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. It was good. It turned out it was just us three. I put it up on Facebook. It got one like. The picture of all of us out front.
One
done. 10 ounces. One like. Boom.
Don't you have like 100,000 friends?
A couple of thousand. 2,500 people passed on. 2,499 were like, forget it.
Nah.
One person was like, I'm with you.
Maybe they just thought it was us being braggarts. Like, got our silver today. Like, fuck these guys.
I think that's what it says. Done. 10 ounces. I just said it like, I didn't put on too much. I don't want to explain the whole cause.
Right, right.
So it appears that, not a lot of people with us. Not a lot of people. Maybe that's why there was no one in line behind us.
Right. No one gives a fuck. There you go. Silver squeeze.
Silver squeeze. We'll see if the silver squeeze worked.
Yeah. And we have some shout outs. You have a birthday shout out.
It's my loving mother's birthday. I believe she is 71.
Okay.
72.
May 4th. Okay.
My mother's a Star Wars baby.
Okay. Interesting. I'm just going to throw this in because my old man's birthday is May 6th. So I'm going to give him a shout out too because this comes out on the 5th.
Okay.
They're the exact same age. My dad's 71. Oh, yeah, 71. He was born in 50.
My mom's born in 49. So she's a year older than your dad.
Yeah. So it's our parents' birthday.
It's our parents' birthday.
There you go.
Cheryl and Gordon.
Yes. Yeah. Have a good one.
Yeah. Gordon will have a few rums.
Oh, yeah.
Cheryl just reads a passage from The Secret.
Oh, really?
And blesses the neighborhood.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yes. Yeah, yes. Helps some people correct their chakras. A little crystal tapping.
Perfect. Throw some of that heat my way, Cheryl.
Everybody's back in line. Mom? Paul Meyerhog needs a crystal reed.
Yeah. Get my third eye back in.
No tea leaves. She's not. This isn't Eastern medicine, my mom does. This is crystal work.
Yeah.
Secrets. What do you call the stuff when you keep saying it to yourself in a mirror?
Positive affirmations?
Affirmations.
And we're going to shout out Mally, too, because Damon and I now have the same hairdresser, and she's a big fan of the show. And we're
going to give her a shout. Mally. Okay. And it's May the 4th.
May the 4th.
Star Wars Day. A lot of Star Wars freaks out there. They all get in their Boba Fett helmets, go down and try and catch a person, turn them in for a bounty. Go get a guy, throw him in a pit, freeze him in carbon. That's what you do on May 4th.
This scares me because I better come clean with you. Like every time Star Wars is mentioned, my whole life I've just sort of like laughed and nodded along, and I kind of know, but I don't know Star Wars. I've never really.
Have you seen it?
My dad showed me the one.
Your dad? He just showed you the one out of the original 3, 6. He showed you the. This is how it all started, Paul.
Yeah, Gordon said
I was born a day late and a dollar short, May 5th. If I was on May 4th, I'd be a Star Wars guy.
That's right. Yeah, he showed me the one where the thing's flying through the bowling alley. I remember that.
Oh, the bowling alley one.
Yeah, the bowling gutter.
So that is Star Wars. That is the end of Star Wars. They do go down a bowling gutter.
Okay.
They call it the Death Star in the movie, but it was filmed in a bowling gutter.
Okay.
And this is before they had CGI. So they just glued Lego all on the sides, spray painted it gray.
All right. Yeah. Smart thinking.
And so you don't know. It's funny because you don't know it. Christy Tuttle doesn't know it. Because I asked her one time, who are your favorite characters in Star Wars? She's like, I don't know, the robots?
Yeah, I'd agree.
Good answer. I burst out laughing. I'm like, the robots? I never heard anyone say the robots. 3PO and R2-D2. And then she got a little upset. She's like, I never got to see it, all right? My dad didn't take me. I'm like, but she's seen all the Star Treks. Original, Voyagers, Deep Space Nine, all the horseshit Star Treks she loves. and she hadn't seen Star Wars, so I was shocked.
Right, right.
And she was like you, bullshitting her way through life.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, pretending she knows who's on the collector's cup.
Sure, yeah, because you guys get upset about it. That's what I've realized. Like, at first I would tell people, and they're like, dude, you got to fucking me. Yeah. People get really angry about it, and I'm just like, fuck, relax. Well, I don't give a fuck.
Well, I'm not full Star. Like, I like Star Wars. I'll watch it. My cousin, Shane, he really likes Star Wars. Okay. I think he has a Star Wars video game in his place still. Or bought one. But he used to have, like, cutouts of Boba Fett, Star Wars guys, paintings on the walls. But I think, you know, that start the whole Force started a whole, like, Star Wars was a pretty big movement. But I think, like, if you break down what actually happened in the movie, I look at it differently, that Luke Skywalker is probably the most traumatized hero in movie history. Yes, the trauma that he goes through in this movie. Everyone thinks it's, oh, he learns the Force and blows up a Death Star.
Right.
But a lot of people don't really realize it all happened in a day. I don't know if you put that together.
Oh, really? That's a big day.
It is a big day. Yeah. I mean, well, it starts, I mean, the movie starts before that. It catches up. Princess Leia goes there. But for Luke Skywalker, they buy some of the robots that day.
Okay.
And the next day he goes to, or what, I think it's that night.
The robots.
He buys the robots, C-3PO and R2-D2. And here's the thing, it's the C-3PO, we find out later, was built by Luke Skywalker's father, Darth Vader.
Okay.
Built this robot on the same planet. You think he'd tell Luke, hey.
Yeah.
Your last name's Skywalker.
Your dad's a bit fucked
up. I was built by Anakin Skywalker. Any relation? No, the robot doesn't tell him shit. He just sits on it. And that's another thing. This Luke Skywalker guy was brought there to be hidden from his father, Darth Vader. Like, we have to hide him on a planet.
Right.
Break up him and his sister so they never find out where they are.
He was banging his sister?
No, they're twins. Oh. Twins are born. Princess Leia turns out to be his sister. You don't know that in the first one.
Okay.
But they hide them.
Okay.
And when you find that out after the sixth one, if your father let you watch all the way to the sixth.
Right.
So they go to hide them, but I realize they never even, like, changed his name. He's still just Luke Skywalker. Like,
In WITSAC, witness protection, you get to, yeah.
They give you, the first thing they give you is a whole new name.
Yeah.
League minimum, they change your name.
Cliff Johnson.
Yes. They give you a new name and a career. They don't take you, like, hey, well, I don't know, keep it. Keep the name. Don't change your name. Luke Skywalker. And you're going to go live with your uncle and aunt. Safe. Go live with some relatives.
Never find you.
Never find him. So the little R2-D2, he plays a thing of, it turns out to be Luke Skywalker's sister.
Right.
Is the princess. He thinks she's so beautiful, he falls in love and decides he's going to go save this chick.
Okay.
Doesn't even know it's his sister.
The whole time.
The robot doesn't pipe up. Oh, hey, by the way, that's your twin sister.
Yeah,
I was around when your dad.
You're barking up the incest tree there, pal.
Yeah. He just keeps it quiet.
He's a wind-up, this fucking guy.
He speaks 6,800 languages and won't stop talking, but he won't tell him. Oh, hey, I know something about your dad that you don't know. Before you go off chasing this woman, she's your sister.
This shit robot. He's built from Amtrak fucking silver.
Oh, for sure. He's Amtrak silver all the way through. Spray-painted gold. So he gets up in the morning. Luke, this is the one day of Star Wars,
right.
Really. Wakes up in the morning. The one robot's gone. Not the one that his father built. That guy's still hiding hiding in a closet or something. Hey, he ran away. So they go out, they go look for him. Land speeder. Luke gets attacked by a sand people.
Okay.
That guy attacks him right away while he's out looking for his robot. He gets brought to, he comes to Ben Kenobi's house. Obi-Wan Kenobi. An old man helps him, this old wizard. The robot knows who he is, too. The robot, he used to be the robot's owner for a while. Does a robot say anything? No, he shuts the fuck up over there. I'm not saying anything. I know who this guy is.
This robot should be in the mob.
Yeah. Yeah, this robot maybe is part of witness protection program. So then they go back. Luke, they stop along the way. The Jawas that sold him the robots are all dead and burnt.
Okay.
He just comes across a mass slaughter. Imagine you come around a corner and a van full of circus midgets has been slaughtered.
Horrific.
Horrific. You wouldn't just be like, whoa, look at, I wonder what happened to the circus. Someone sure didn't like the circus. It looks like the military killed the circus.
I can't loot anything. None of this shit fits.
And then old Obi-Wan, the old guy that you heard was a hermit, that's now you've befriended, he's like, hey, you're giving him a ride to the station. He's heading off to Alderaan to find the girl. And he's like, no, it's just made to look like the military hated the midgets. This was done by Stormtrooper. What? He freaks out and realizes they might have traced him. Luke goes racing home. His aunt and uncle, who have raised him, he doesn't even know who his own parents are, burnt to death. Roasted skeletons on the steps.
Fuck, brutal. This is before 9 a.m.
Yeah, only the second sun hasn't even risen on this planet yet. It's a two-sun town. Yeah. Now you get home, your aunt and uncle are burnt to death.
Mm-hmm.
So you decide, I guess I'll go with the old man.
Yeah.
I'll go with the old hermit. I got nothing here. I'll go to this Alderaan place with you. Walk into a bar. Right away, a walrus and a guy with a bad nose come up and say they're going to kill him.
I've been to a Lethbridge.
Yes. Lethbridge. You know the bar.
I know that gig. Yeah. The Blarney Stone.
They don't like the look of you.
Yeah. Oh, at all.
I got the death sentence. I'm going to kill you. They go to kill him. Luckily, the old man, the hermit, has a magic sword.
Okay.
Made of light. Chops off the walrus's arm. Saves Luke. They fly off into space. Fight Darth Vader. Mm. Get on the whole thing. Luke sees the only, now his only father figure, Ben Kenobi, killed in front of him.
Holy fuck.
By Darth Vader. Okay. Strikes him down. Lightsaber.
Okay. Tough. Aunt, uncle, gone. And your dad.
Uncle, gone. Now your new father figure, dead. All this within 12 hours. 24 hours.
And you can't bang the girl you want to bang.
It turns out she's your sister.
Okay.
The woman you went after was your sister. Jesus. You don't know this yet, but something's up. And you got this other pal that you met, the smuggler dude. He's a little more handsome, chatty. Turns out the guy that you got a ride with, he's going to pick up the girl you went to see.
That's how it works.
You're out. You're number two on the choice pit. He's not even number one on the list. He gets to safety. Oh, it turns out these guys have followed him in a Death Star and are going to blow up the planet he's on.
Okay.
So they're going to wipe you all out. Now, not only have you had this terrible day, now your planet is under threat.
Yeah. You can't even go home.
You can't go home.
Hug a hot water bottle.
It's going to be here in like an hour and a half. You got to go fight this planet. They decide, okay, go fly a ship. This guy was driving a land speeder at the start. He didn't have money to fly.
Right.
He would have flown after those robots. Now he's going to fly what's equivalent to like an F-18 fighter jet.
Okay.
Some farmer kid. Okay. Hops in. Is he about to hop in? He runs into his best friend from home, Biggs. What are you doing here? What are the odds? We're both going to go fight this Death Star together? They pile in. They take off. Biggs gets blown up right away.
Of course. Yeah.
Another one bites the dust. He's lost his aunt and uncle, his old man role model, his best friend. All dead. Everybody that he's seen today has died.
He's also
killed, I don't know, 15 to 20 stormtroopers. He's just shot them randomly as he's been fighting his way through a Death Star. So he's murdered his first 15 to 20 people as well.
Jesus, heavy.
Yeah, he hadn't killed anyone up till that day.
Yeah.
He was just a guy, he was a water farmer.
Okay.
Condensation farmer is what I think they called him. Danny hears some voices. Use the force, Luke. I don't think that was the force, Ben Kenobi. I think that was extreme trauma.
Yeah.
He's losing it.
Yeah. It's like Primal Fear, Edward Norton. He just had to create another character.
Yeah. He had to deal with it. He's going. He's losing his marbles. So he shuts off the computer.
Right.
And they say, Luke, have you got a problem? The guy's back at home base. They can't be happy. You got a computer to make the shot? You're like, take it myself. So nobody even turns and said, this guy didn't even know how to fly a spaceship half an hour ago. Blows up the Death Star. Everyone thinks he's a hero. I think he's terribly traumatized.
Yeah. Therapy.
He definitely needs therapy.
Years of therapy. Yeah.
That was one day, Paul.
Okay.
And people think this is the greatest movie of all time. A lot of people don't think of what happened to poor Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, no doubt. Fuck. Okay, well, now I don't have to watch it.
You don't have to. And your father let you watch that movie.
I guess, yeah. I was so young.
A psychotic murderer.
Yeah.
We see him turn in front of our very eyes. He starts out as a beautiful, innocent farm boy. By the end of it, he's murdered. He's not only is he murdered 15 stormtroopers on the way, he's lost his mind and blown up an entire space station full of people. He probably just killed 50,000 people right there. Boom. Hiroshima.
Holy fuck. Poor guy. But he turns out well in the end.
Yeah, I guess he's sort of the biggest Jedi of all time.
Okay.
Maybe they weren't such good people, the Jedis.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for helping me out with that.
Yeah. It's all put together.
All right.
And all you Star Wars people out there know it now.
Okay. Perfect.
Write us in if you got a problem with it.
Well, should we do trending shreds?
Oh, yeah.
So, Damon, you tell me why you think Halifax tea is trending on Twitter.
Halifax tea.
Halifax tea.
Ooh, that's got to be made out of like gunpowder.
Oh, yeah.
From the Halifax explosion in 1912 when it flattened the city.
Yeah, okay.
And so now to commemorate it, you get a little bit of gunpowder in every tea bag. Boom that, put that in your tea.
Yeah.
Boom! Caffeine kick. Out you go.
Yeah.
Halifax tea.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just a bag of gunpowder. I think it's really like a musket gunpowder bag.
I got it. What movie was I just watching where they're mixing up cocaine lines with gunpowder? God of War.
Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. That'd be a bit of a party.
It would be. I've never, done a line of gunpowder.
No, it would be, yeah, okay, okay. So you think, it's back to the old Boston Tea Party
throwback. I think it's back to the Boston Tea Party out in Halifax. I think they're still having problems with that whole lobster fisherman fight they were having out there.
Oh, yeah.
All that stuff going on. Yeah. They've had enough.
Yeah, okay.
And the people of Halifax have gone and thrown their government into the ocean, like the Boston Tea Party. Blew up the military base. They dumped whoever the premier is out there. I don't know who's in charge of Nova Scotia.
Who knows?
Whatever woman's running that joint. I don't want to just assume they got a man elected. That would be very chauvinist of me to be like, oh, who's the guy running? Who says it was a guy, Schwitter?
Yeah, right. Because what you did was very nice, but it sounded...
Yeah. Now I just assume that there's a woman running the place.
Yeah. Good job. Yeah, very good job.
I'm progressive.
Yeah. I like it. Okay. Good guess. This comes in from Halifax. Funny story here, folks. So it's from the Ardmore Tea Room.
Oh, that's the best one there.
Oh,
the Ardmore?
Have you had the scones?
Oh, no, I'd had the biscotti.
Oh.
Yes, I regret that all the time. I almost feel like going back to Halifax to have the scone.
Oh, man, it'll knock your dick in the dirt. Those scones are...
the thing is, I like scones more than biscotti, Paul.
Yeah.
Why did I... impulse.
Bad call.
I had read something in the Nova Scotia Voyager about how good the biscotti was there.
Yeah. Well, you got to stay with the Nova Scotia Discoverer.
Yes. Yeah, you got to get the evening paper.
Yeah.
You don't want the early edition. Nova Scotia Discover. Yeah, you're right.
So this is a fairly low drama establishment, a tea room. It's a place to go have tea and scones. And all of a sudden, this guy's at work. The owner of the restaurant is called Mike Cormier. And two squad cars come roaring in to his tea establishment, full guns blaring.
Guns blaring.
Yeah.
Or sirens.
Yeah. Sirens. Oh, yeah. It's a madhouse. In. Two squad cars.
And everyone knows a tea house is rounded like a gazebo.
Yeah.
Glass all the way around.
Yeah.
Very calm. You always get a 360-degree view from a tea house. That's the whole part of it.
They come in. They got court documents. They're yelling at him. You've been shut down, motherfucker.
They've just run right over the rose bushes.
Yeah.
Everything. They've trampled all the rose bushes out front. The cars are parked up on the lawn of the tea house.
Total disregard for the decor.
Oh, my goodness.
And what happened is...
wrong address.
Oh.
Is it a wrong address? They got the wrong tea
house?
They got the right tea house.
Joint. Yeah. So there was a whistleblower. Somebody grassed up the tea house. They were walking by, and they saw people sitting inside and dining.
Yeah.
Which, with COVID, is a big no-no. No indoor dining.
That gave him the tip. Something was up. What are they doing eating inside, even if it's a tea house?
Yeah. So the whistleblowers told on them. The cops did a sting operation. They were across the street. They looked in the windows and they confirmed it. They saw some people. So they got the court documents. They got everything. Sting operation. And cops came through the door, guns drawn, court documents in the air.
Illegal indoor eating.
Yeah.
That's what it was? It was for illegal indoor eating?
Yeah.
You can't get guns drawn for illegal indoor eating.
Oh, yeah. Shots fired.
Shots fired. Did a guy throw hot tea in one of the cops' faces right off the start? And not on I fucking died for this. My brother died for this guy, because what's the average age of a tea drinker in a tea house? Probably 80.
Oh, yeah.
I think you got to be old at least crowd. 70 to get in on your ID.
Oh, yeah, because I frequent tea houses now because Monomort's our favorite thing. So, yeah, I guess that's about right. 70.
You frequent them?
Yeah, Monomort's. Every town we go to, she finds a tea house we go to have tea and scones.
That does not sound like a French person to me.
I know.
That sounds very British.
Yeah, I guess it's when I'm in Britain and we're touring in Britain. Yeah. She loves the tea house.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're a tea drinker.
Yeah.
Old joke. Not a coffee drinker. Okay.
Guns drawn, Halifax finest, and they bust through the door. And they figure out that the whole time, this Mike guy's a bit of a character. He's just set up mannequins inside of his tea room.
Oh, Macaulay Culkin! He gets some of the old gang! Home Alone! He's Home Alone'd him the whole time?
Yeah. Bit of a trickster.
Did he have the rope? He must have the ropes to make them move.
Yeah.
Are the cops just like, yeah, there's people in there. Were the shades drawn just enough? Because they would have not been moving.
That's right. Yeah. But they must have just had a quick look. Or maybe he had a mannequin on a train set like Kevin McAllister.
Oh, yeah. He just goes by. Like, it looks like he comes by to serve. One mannequin goes by once in a while.
Yeah.
Was the owner there, though, when they burst in? Was it just a bunch of mannequins?
Yeah.
Then they tackled one. Did they shoot one? That would be funny. So the cops, no arrests.
No arrests, yeah. They let him go. And the quote to the police department was like, the situation has been resolved. Because obviously I think the papers wanted to make a funny thing. And it was just kind of a quote like, nah. Don't. Yeah,
they're serious out there. That tells you how serious they are. That Atlantic bubble that they had going on. Remember?
Yeah.
They didn't want anybody coming in?
No, you got to quarantine. Like if you're from another province, you got to quarantine there.
Yeah, I don't know who's traveling there anyhow.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going out there.
No, me either.
No.
Not on this trip.
No.
When they get their shit together.
Yeah.
When the tea house isn't stuffed with mannequins, I'll make my way to Halifax. When the mannequins are back in the box, it's okay to come out. Canary in a coal mine.
Okay, there you go. Halifax Deep. Coming up next, we're going to hit you with Hick Doogie Howser.
Oh, they got to have a... There's a doctor... Somewhere in like middle America, I don't know, like Arkansas.
Okay.
There's a 14-year-old doctor kid, but he's got a mullet.
Diagnosis in the front, coke in the back.
And he's just like he's got a mail-in doctorship, but he's officially got himself down as like Dr. Randy Seamus, whatever his name is.
He got it from like a Randy creepy... Randy Evans.
He got it. Yeah, so he's hanging around at a medical center.
Right.
Telling people they don't need to wear masks. This COVID's a hoax. Don't worry, I'm a doctor. They're like...
Dr. Randy.
Dr. Randy. Little Dr. Doogie. They love him. He's their Midwestern Dr. Doogie Howser.
He's got a mullet. Prescriptions.
He's writing prescriptions. You don't need to wear a mask. He's out there. He's the liberator out there. Like, the kid knows what he's talking about.
He's a genius.
Genius. And that's the Doogie Howser of Arkansas.
Yeah. All right. I like it. Yeah. I like it. Okay. Yeah, good. So the state you almost got correct. I'm going to give you that. It's North Carolina, but that's side by
close.
Each. Yeah,
they're
in the right wheelhouse. The age you almost got right. You said 14. This is actually a 12-year-old. But listen to this fucking guy. His name is Mike Wimner, North Carolina, 12 years old. When the pandemic hit, he realized he had extra time on his hands.
Okay.
So he started doing extra classes while he was locked inside. Couldn't go to school. So he's like, I'll do homeschooling and I'll just do a whole bunch of classes. As of May 28th, he is graduating. May 21st, he has a college. He graduates college with an associate degree. So this kid's graduating college, and then May 28th, he graduates high school. So he's going to get his college degree, and then 7 days later, he's getting his high school diploma. Do you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. What you're saying right now is every listener listening to this is like, holy fuck, have I been lazy during this pandemic?
Exactly. Holy fuck.
Everyone's like, have you wasted your time this last year? Definitely. Compared to this kid, you could have got a college, you could have got a doctor's degree.
And fucking incredible. Yeah.
If you had focused on it, everybody listening here could have got a doctor's degree.
A 12-year-old did it.
A 12-year-old did it.
It made me feel so bad immediately. I learned a new guitar song, a Black Keys song. I'm like, I did pretty good for 2 years.
Yeah. Well, Black Keys is tricky.
Yeah.
Yeah. You weren't just learning three chords. This wasn't no super tramp. Paul was learning.
There's some picking and grinning.
Some picking and grinning. Yeah, I mean, I've learned a few different things through this, business wise and stuff like that, and economics, and started studying some other stuff, written two scripts, etc. But I didn't become a doctor.
Fuck.
But I know some people, all they've done is like, I got a haircut.
Yeah. I've been sad.
I've been just sitting around watching. They've run out of Netflix to watch. That's their biggest trauma, is they've gone through the stratosphere of what's online.
Yeah, they got to get Prime memberships.
They've already used that. They've gone through everything on Prime, Netflix, Apple TV. They're waiting. They can't wait. They hear a launch. Paramount's studio, Lionsgate, is launching a new streaming service.
Yeah.
It's going to be all the Shirley Temple classics, black and whites.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah, I feel that should be, everybody should have done something during this time.
Yeah. It's fucking incredible. And this 12-year-old, so one of the questions the reporter said, do you think you're like missing out on childhood? Because now they're like, what are you going to do after you, like May, he's 12 years old. And he's like, I'm weighing out some job offers right now. I'll pick something that fits me. So he's taking job interviews. He's 12.
So he had to already be pretty bright. He wasn't your average 12-year-old. He wasn't sitting around watching Star Wars.
Yeah, no.
His dad wasn't, what do you think of this one? He wasn't reading kids' school. He was already pretty brilliant.
Yeah, and he's like, he got a 4.0 GPA in the college that he just graduated from. He's a brilliant kid. Really, really brilliant kid. And he's a hick.
Yeah, well, it shows you that, you know, even hicks can do well. I mean, it's it's a love story, Paul.
It's nice. Isn't it nice?
Imagine how good he's going to look in the Honey Boo Boo episode when they come to him for medical advice and they go to their 12-year-old doctor. Dr. Hicks.
Oh, man, I love it.
You went to school with my son, Danny. He's got diabetes now. He's been having four-liter Diet Cokes a day. Give me a number 8 chicken sandwich, McMeal.
Two corn dogs. Oh, man.
I like that he's weighing job offers, and then he'll probably, you know what? He can be just an online doctor now, too.
Yeah.
You can just be like the
Skype calls.
Yeah. You don't even have to leave.
Yeah. Beautiful.
So he's funny. He can even get like a fake adult face. One of those things, so you look like you're talking to a man, you can put a beard on him. Yeah, so let me see what you've got going on there. So he's
with the
remember that guy who turned into a cat or whatever accidentally in court? There's got to be like just doctor man face where you can be like, ooh, okay, let's see what we have here. Let's take a look at that rash. Can you put it closer to the screen?
He's only interested in the gynecology unit?
Yes.
Oh!
Yes.
He's 12.
He's 12. Of course, gynecology is where he's going.
He's always poking around in there.
You're going to have to make another appointment. The only thing you can't contain on the screen is you always just see the eyeballs going big, even though the face stays the same. Woo-hoo. Those eyes are wide open. All right. He's the gynecologist. Of course, he's poking around the gynecology area.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
12, yeah. Let's just check those breasts. Yeah.
Randy.
I'm just checking for skin tags. Can you put the nipple closer to the camera? He'll be get hands-on. Hands-on doctor for that.
Yeah, no gloves. Yeah. The only gloveless.
The only gloveless doctor. Don't you need a glove, doc? Nope.
No, I'm good.
I'm good. Just let me take my mask off.
Oh, God. Okay. Last but not least, Damon, tell me why you think $880 green fee is trending in on Twitter.
$880 green fee. Well, obviously that somebody, some golf course is charging that to play a round of golf right now. They're in such demand. It's so hard to get a tee time that they, somebody probably put their, somebody probably reserved a tee time and then put it on some sort of fucking, I don't know, something you can bid on.
Right.
They put it on like eBay.
Okay.
Their tee time a week ahead and let somebody buy their tee time off them. And somebody paid $880 for a $60 tee time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The guy took it and sent him on his way. There you go. Take my tee time. Man, we should be flipping tee times.
We should be, yeah. In this climate? Fuck it out.
Is that what happened? Tee time flipper?
I like your brain, though. I like where it goes. No, not quite. Not at all. But that's a good idea. Yeah, yeah. There's a good money scheme you've come up with.
I think we could flip tee times.
Yeah, probably.
All we got to do is book them.
Yeah. Okay, let's get on that.
Okay. Right after this.
This kid's a doctor. We're fucking
we're booking flipping tee times on Craigslist.
For a $15 profit.
You get enough of them. 10 a day, there's 150.
Oh, my God. This comes out from Tilsonburg, Ontario.
Hometown. Not a real place.
Yeah, hometown Deborah DiGiovanni, I think.
Is Tilsonburg?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think it's real.
Okay.
Deb is, though.
Deb is real.
Deb is real.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Deb,
yeah, yeah.
If you're listening, tell us if this is your real town, Tilsonburg.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we love you. You're
yeah,
the best.
I don't buy that Tilsonburg. The Bergs are usually always in the south.
Yeah, yeah. That's
Pittsburgh, Eisenberg.
Yeah, yeah.
Vicksburg.
Yeah.
I went through a lot of Bergs down south.
Right, yeah. We don't have a lot of Bergs in Canada at all.
No.
No.
The Berg towns aren't here.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I don't buy this whatever
Tilsonburg.
Tilsonburg.
Okay, okay. Oh, boy. Okay, okay. So, as you know, in Ontario, they have abolished golfing right now. Did you know that?
No. Oh, did we talk about this? Abolished.
Yeah, well, for COVID.
Abolished.
Abolished. In Ontario, no golfing.
No golf.
In COVID.
Abolished.
Yeah, abolished. Yeah.
Slavery was abolished, Paul.
That's how serious.
That's how serious the golf is. It's been abolished.
That's how serious people are taking it. They are mad. The golfers are mad.
Oh, for sure.
This is the safest fucking thing we can do. And you're Ontario. They're freaking out.
Oh, they should call that doctor, kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Get a note from him.
I need this. So a couple of rascallions, well, old men, they decide to break the rules.
Rascallion?
Yeah.
Is that
yeah.
a word for an old man?
No,
I thought that was
yeah.
a type of potato that
yeah,
you get.
That's usually what they
scallioned
call
potatoes. Scallions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Au gratin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A couple of geezers, I should
yes,
have said.
Yes, okay.
Well, a group of guys decided, fuck the law and fuck the man. We're going to play golf at our home course in Tilsonburg. So they did. They went out, played golf, kind of like the tea room. There was a sting operation. This time it was four squad cars from the OPP.
One per player.
One per player. And
You can't put the guys in the same squad car to take them back to the jail. They all could have a separate squad car on the way back.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, 6 feet apart. You can't put them in the back seat.
It's like golf carts.
Yes. Boom.
So they were undercover, hiding in the bushes, taking pictures as evidence, caught them on the golf course.
Yeah.
And then they did a check stop sting operation outside of the golf course.
Oh, they took the pictures. And then when the guys were leaving the golf course.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
They had like a roadblock like when for drunk drivers.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. With those spike strips, you know.
Oh, or did they do one of these like, anybody been drinking today? And they're like, no drinks, officer. Anybody been golfing?
No.
Oh, no. I'm in a, no. I haven't been near a putter.
Smell my hands.
I've been near a putter. And then they pull out the evidence. Is this you in these pink pants and funny hat sinking a 40-footer? Well, it was wasn't that fun, actually.
I had one putt.
Yeah, good short game.
I'm under the legal golf limit. Oh, man. So, sting operation, they nabbed him, and $880 fee.
Each or between them?
Each.
Okay.
And it's just funny, like, golfers are known to be rich people. So the quote of one of the golfers, the newspaper called him and asked him, like, what do you think about your $880 fine? And he just said, I kind of expected it.
And that's, so he was good with the 880.
Didn't faze him.
So he sounds like a dick, too,
Full dick.
Yeah, because golfers, they do have this thing about being rich.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And I remember these kids coming through while we were playing golf. I don't know if I've told this on the podcast before, but where we were, like, out for a stag, so we're just kind of drinking and golfing.
Yeah.
And a 15-year-old kid came by with a box of beer under his shoulder, and someone said, oh, if you want to cross through here, you got to give us a beer. He's like, fuck that, man. I ain't rich. And then I realized, oh, this kid thinks we're like millionaires. Like, only millionaires golf, right? Back in that age.
Right.
So this guy, he just says, I expected it.
Yeah, kind of.
So do you think they're going to go back out tomorrow?
Probably. Well,
easy getting a tee time.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, best time. If you're willing to pay $1,000 a round, you're in business.
I wonder if the greens are kept.
Yeah, like, I wonder.
Or if they were furry.
Or if the pins were in.
What's that?
Or if the pins were in.
Yeah, but I wonder if, like, the course is still maintaining them, and then if you know it's $880, where does that money go?
Well, I think it's like a provincial violation, so it'd go to, like, the government of Ontario.
And what do they do with it? Buy new cop cars?
Yeah, cop cars.
Is that what they do with fine money?
Tasers.
Or should it go to, like, an association for, you know, like, if you get caught, like, stealing and ripping off, but you get away, like, a drug runner. Like, should the money go to, like, the pot industry?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got, yeah. Recovery, you mean?
Recovery.
Yeah. Not to grow ops. That'd be counterproductive.
Oh, well, maybe to grow ups. What if it was like the sprinkler systems were being, somebody was diverting all the water so the grow ups couldn't spray their fields. And then the guy got a giant fine.
Right.
For diverting water.
Right.
Do the pot guy, do the people who they're stealing the water and diverting it from, do they get... This is too deep a question for you. Yeah. I can already tell by your face. You're not following along the bouncing ball.
No, I get it.
Above the notes.
I think that you should... that's interesting that we should be putting the money into something that would actually help. Like, if you had drug violations, we should be putting it into, you know, recovery programs, things like that. That'd be nice.
Well, I'm wondering if it should be set aside for people who can't stop golfing.
Right.
Even if they're risking their lives.
Right. Mentally sick people.
They have to golf so bad. Even when it's abolished, they make their way to a course.
Abolished.
And we use that money and we send them to like a curling camp for a weekend.
Yeah.
We rehabilitate them.
Yeah.
Get a new hobby. Look, you can play something else. You can still do another old man thing. You just slide these on ice.
And they're in bed shaking.
Yeah. Four!
Nurses holding them down?
Yeah, they just... Get it out of you, just...
Put this tea in your mouth!
Bite down on this tea. You just let them get the Joneses out. Get out of them, and then in the long run, it saves us money. Because think, we had to send 4 squad cars of taxpayer money.
Yeah, you're right.
It's easier to rehabilitate these deranged golfers.
Yeah.
And get them jobs and new hobbies than have them, like, roaming abolished golf courses for a fix.
Yeah. You're just explaining the beautiful plan that worked in Portugal that basically they took their addiction rate down by 68%. Instead of spending money on bars and badges, they put it into giving these people a life. And it was all based on that experiment about when the rat addicted to cocaine.
Yeah.
But then if you gave them a...
Put them in a good rat park where there was lots to do.
Yeah.
They do fine.
Mm-hmm.
So, or do we have to put these golfers like in a underground simulator?
Yeah.
Where they can just golf year round.
Perfect. Gives the rat something to do. Golf
rats. I like that we train them with a new hobby.
Yeah.
Something that... The 4x100. The 4 of them all run a leg each.
Somewhere the individual medley.
No, that way they all work still as a team. And they can keep trying to get their time lower.
I like it.
Oh, come on, Ed. You should run the third leg. You're not the anchor man.
Fuck off.
Jim is quick out of the blocks. That's why he leads number one. Brian's got sure hands. That's why he takes the first pass.
And I'm the skipper.
And I'm the skipper. You don't really do much. You just got caught on the golf course with us that day. Now we got to fit you in somewhere.
I love it. Right on. Well,
and you're not ready to close up shop.
Yeah, we can close it up. We got, and we appreciate you writing in. You can get us at themicrodosepod@gmail.com, themicrodosepod@gmail.com. And we have another letter. It says, Damon and Paul, I'm suffering from insomnia during the pandemic, listening to your podcast to help me sleep. Thanks for that. Which I feel is kind of maybe an insult.
I feel like that's an insult too. Is that, are they saying that our podcast is putting them to sleep?
Yeah, well, I guess, or putting them in a good mood.
Or do you think that they laugh so hard?
Exactly.
They get all the laughs out. It expels that energy. You know when you laugh so hard that you're like actually tired?
Yeah.
I forgot that until I went to see Bill Burr.
Yeah, yeah.
Like right. Maybe, I don't know, 7 years ago or something. I'd never seen him lie. And then I laugh so hard, I forgot what it's like to be tired of laughing.
Yeah.
So I can see how they sleep like a baby.
Yeah.
Listen to this podcast. Everybody probably needs a nap right after. My brother has to watch it lying in bed because he knows afterwards he's so exhausted he's going to be out cold for the night. He lies down. His wife tells him, get out of the bed and go downstairs. You're laughing too much and staying awake. Just for an hour. Laugh solid for an hour. Boom. Lights out.
Crashes. Yeah. So they got to mean that because they wouldn't take the time to write in to insult us and then ask us for.
Well, maybe they're just writing in because they have insomnia. Hey, can you maybe are they asking us to do a podcast today? Live stream at midnight? Is there a request for that? What's going on here?
Yeah, they left a phone number they want us to personally call, rotate every other night.
Okay.
And, you know, help them go to sleep.
Okay.
Bedtime stories. So they thank us for our podcast being so boring. And then they said, my question, what keeps you up at night, if anything? Sleepless in Tofino. Do you know anybody in Tofino?
It's there permanently?
Yeah.
The only person that I can think of off the top of my head that I know is there year-round is Tim Reichert.
Oh, maybe
it's
Reichert.
And his wife moved there.
Okay.
And but,
people that don't know Tofino is one of the coolest towns we have. It's a surfing village in Canada.
Yeah, and it's also now kind of where ritzy people bought it up. It's like a Whistler on the ocean on Vancouver Island. So all the ritzy people, like now it's really expensive, like you're got millions to own a place there.
Really?
It used to just be like, if in the middle of the town, there's still a weird old guy, like a fence with hubcaps hanging and dream catchers and like, stay off my lawn or I'll shoot you. And he's now in the middle of town and things have been built around him. But you can see how it used to be like a hippie.
Okay.
It just used to be a dead end fishing village.
Okay.
With the national park by it. So when we went there to surf as kids in high school and that, there wasn't even a bank machine there. You couldn't get money out on the weekend.
No way.
There was a CIBC, but it didn't have a bank machine. So there was no way to get money on the weekend. You had to bring how much money you needed to Tofino.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, they got the bank machine, I believe, in 1992.
Yeah.
They finally put it in. So it was just this town of like, you know, kids going up to surf or young kids sort of party and surf people. And then like drunken, angry old fishermen down at the bar. You had to go into their bar to get your off sales.
Salty dogs
all over. They're fucking cursing, whatever. They got to go out their sea lives.
And you surfed growing up?
I did. That's how I lost my spleen.
No shit.
Yeah. So surfed, not a lot, but we would go,
yeah.
You know, wetsuit, surfboards. We'd get up there on weekends and through summer.
Okay.
So, I learned a bit. I wasn't great, but I went up and did it. It was a fun weekend.
And how did you, speaking of losing your spleen, you got your vax. We didn't even talk about that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I got the vax.
And it took you, it was not the funnest experience.
Oh, it foot swept me. You give a guy a vax without a spleen. Lights out. Give a savvy.
No filter.
No filter. Yeah, I was down for, I was good for 12 hours. I was a little tired. And then it was like I had a flu. All of a sudden, my muscles started aching. My skin caught on fire. I was sweating.
Right.
Breaking. Luckily, I'd already rubbed my face with salt.
Yeah.
Sea salt and that to get it nice and coarse so you couldn't see. I was hallucinating at one point. Christy thought I was exaggerating.
Jesus.
That keeps me up at night.
Yeah.
A vaccine. That's what keeps me up at night, if anything, Tofino.
Good answer.
Yeah. And the only other thing that keeps me up is Christy snoring.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Which is only on the night she drinks. So every night but Sunday.
She doesn't drink on Sunday.
Oh, yes, she does. But not enough to snore that night.
She keeps it clean for Jesus.
Yeah. I don't know. But if she drinks like more than a bottle of wine or whatever, she'll be... If at some point I'll wake up and she could be snoring, not every night, but that's the only thing that keeps me awake if I'm awake. But I don't, I'm like, we laugh because I'm a guy who can like, time for bed. Ah, lie my head on a pillow, close my eyes. I count 7 sheep and I'm out cold, usually till the next day. People are like, how do you fall asleep that quick? I got nothing, no guilt on my conscience.
Yeah. No empathy.
That's what the Scientologists tested me as.
I came
up no empathy.
That's your secret, Tofino. Just don't fucking let go of empathy. Don't give a fuck about anything and you'll sleep.
But I thought I have empathy now. I know I go out and like I've done ayahuasca and I help people and I do service work and I volunteer to help communities with people who are struggling.
Right.
Maybe that's forced. Is that empathy or is that what I got to do to cleanse my soul? I mean, the Scientologist said I had no empathy, Paul.
Right.
That's a Scientology test.
And they know.
Yeah, I came up with like zero empathy.
Yeah, I don't know if you have it or you're just doing these things to make your soul better.
What if I'm like Dexter?
Yeah.
And I'm just out doing a bunch of things to look like I've got empathy.
Yeah. That's what I think. That's more like it, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But deep down... I'm just trying to get this guy like up on his feet enough so that I can push him down in a puddle and walk across his back and drown him to get to the other side of the street.
It's a real shitty thing in life that you like people like you like sleep very nicely, you know.
Because I got no empathy.
Yeah. So that's not fair, you know. And then those of us, because I have a brutal time sleeping. I'm with Tofino.
Yeah.
I can never sleep, and my brain's always going. I'm worrying about everything. I'm worrying about other people, and I have a lot of empathy. You and I are polar opposites, and I can't fucking sleep. But you guys get paid off.
Will you lie awake at night worrying about everything?
Oh yeah.
And then guys like me, the no empathy crew, we just get up and wreck everything and go to sleep with a job well done.
What the
end
fuck?
Of the day?
Why does it work like that?
Well, I asked the Scientologist. You better go. You better get some Ron L. Hubbard up in you, buddy. Let me get you a Dianetics book for the beside your bedside table. And you can start reading about what the Scientologists tell you.
Yeah, but it should be you fuckers worrying about like, I really did a lot of bad shit there today. Oh, my God.
Ah, no, you rest easy. Yeah. You're assured in your choices. You never look back. And then I also don't worry about anything I can't control.
Right.
Stuff out of my hands. It's out of my hands.
Yeah.
There's a virus running around. Donald Trump's president. What am I going to do about it?
Right. Okay.
You can just let it go.
All right. That's
good advice. Just so people know, I'm not a Scientologist.
No. I
never went into Scientology. I just took their personality test.
That's right.
And they found that I had no empathy and extremely high work ethic is what I came back after their test. They said they thought I worked too hard.
Which I'm not so sure, knowing you for all these years, I don't know.
Maybe I drive.
You've named a nap after yourself.
Yes, Schrid nap. Yes, there's a nap for a guy who works too hard. I might have some drive, but doing it and, working too hard.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think you've shot wide of the neck here, fella. You're way off.
Didn't even hit the crossbar on that.
The joke was, I'm a world champion napper.
Yeah.
For Christ's sake, I can sleep a cat under the rug, no problem. Bring him on anywhere, and then the no empathy, and then they offered me a position.
Right.
I got a mailed thing saying we were pleased to announce we've got a position of employment for you.
And you're the hardest worker, so you immediately
hard work
took it.
Came in, didn't care, just signing people up. Here's what you're gonna do. Tom Cruise. That's the two characteristics you need.
Yeah.
Good work ethic and not giving a fuck about anyone.
And you're in.
And you're in the Scientology
group. I like it.
So maybe that'll help Sleepless in Tofino.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I recommend...
Well, you can't recommend anything. You fucking sleep in 7 seconds. Let me recommend
something. What do you recommend?
Yeah. I'd say you read educational in the morning, and at night you read a book that you have to use your imagination to play it out in your head, and then it gets your brain in the zone for picturing dreams and imagining things, and then you easily fall asleep.
Why are you giving advice when you can't fall asleep? That sounds like a recipe to get your brain going so that you stay up all night worrying about a puzzle.
Yeah. But it's helped. It's helped me because I had to severely change my sleep pattern because of this construction.
Paul, everyone falls asleep eventually.
Yeah.
The idea is, how do you fall asleep quickly with the insomnia? Not stay up all night working on your puzzle and finally get exhaustion at 6 a.m. and tap out.
Just take drugs, DeFito.
Just take drugs. Yeah. Take sleeping pills, but not too many.
Yeah, well, four.
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 Yeah.
Four extra strength.
Whatever they tell you the level is, you quadruple it.
Yeah.
You can take it, DeFito. Hippie town, you're probably doing drugs anyhow. What the hell else would you be in, DeFito? That's for druggies and fishermen.
Well, I hope that helped, DeFito. And yeah, that's it. That's it, pal.
Yeah. And DeFito, if you're out there in that small town and you're enjoying this podcast, tell two friends. That's our secret to success here.
Yeah.
Is everyone who listens to this podcast, just tell two friends. Listen to it.
Yeah, that's all we need.
And by next week, we'll have twice as many listeners.
You see how it
actually
works?
Three times. If you tell two people and both those sets of people,
yeah,
that would double the doubling.
Right on. Well, it was great to see you.
Yeah, good to see you too. Get some sleep tonight, Paul.
Yeah.
You look like you need it.
I do. Fucking right, I do. Right on. Thanks for listening. Sayonara.